one in three adults.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghost, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, the price is right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At tonight's State of the Union address, aides say President Biden will announce a military mission to build a port off Gaza's coast in order to get critical aid in. It comes as the Israel-Hamas war enters its sixth month. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
The administration has not been shy expressing frustrations with the pace of how the truckloads have been going in and how the Israelis have been coordinating on that. So this is another way to get United States assistance in. We've seen those airdrops, but that has been very limited in scope compared to what the needs are on the ground in Gaza. So this is another way to try to get it in through a maritime corridor.
Sweden's prime minister will be a guest tonight, seated with the first lady. It comes as NATO announced Sweden is the newest member of the alliance. And word today, Steve Lawrence has died due to complications from Alzheimer's disease. He was the half of Steve and Edie, the singing duo entertained on stage and TV for decades. He was 88. This is ABC News. A new warning about ground cinnamon. The FDA says if you recently bought cinnamon at a discount store like Dollar Tree or Family Dollar, it may be contaminated with lead and should be thrown away. And if you own a Labrador Retriever, you already know they're always hungry, but now we may know why. Labs are notorious eaters, but it turns out there is a reason why. According to a new study in the journal Science Adventures, about a quarter of all Labrador Retrievers and two-thirds of a less popular breed called a flat-coated retriever have a mutated gene that makes them think they're more hungry than they actually are. And at the same time, it makes them burn food more slowly. It's kind of a double whammy and something lab owners should keep in mind if they struggle to maintain their pet's weight. Sherry Preston, ABC News. Cole Brower from Long Island, now the first American woman to sail solo around the world. The 29-year-old just completed a 130-day, 26,000-mile adventure called the Global Solo Challenge. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with lows in the low 30s. Clouds stick around for tomorrow, highs in the mid 40s. Warmer for the weekend, sunny in mid-40s on Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Even warmer to start next week, highs in the mid-60s and partly to mostly sunny. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 54 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. More issues at Waupun Correctional Institution. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports a U.S. Department of Justice investigation has resulted in suspension of nearly a dozen prison employees on allegations of smuggling contraband. More details on the Tuesday morning stabbing of a Milwaukee County jail officer. The 51-year-old sergeant was stabbed four times and has a punctured lung. A recently released inmate accused in that attack is in custody. A rollover crash on I-41 near Appleton Thursday morning injured an adult and a young child who were both ejected from the vehicle. Four other kids were also hurt, and secondary crashes closed northbound lanes for several hours. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, and Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. A Chautauqua woman is facing homicide charges following a fatal crash in the town of Menominee last month. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a truck driven by Barbara Jean McClellan was traveling southbound on Highway 25 at North Line Road on February 25th and pulled into the northbound lane to pass a vehicle. When she hit a vehicle driven by Tony Swanson of Boyceville, Swanson was killed in the accident. McClellan is now charged with one count of homicide by negligent use of a vehicle. If convicted, she faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. She's due back in court in April. The city of Eau Claire is looking to get feedback on everything from street repairs to parks as part of its new community engagement effort. City Council President Emily Berg and City Manager Stephanie Hirsch will host four discussions, two this month and two next month, to try to get a sense as to what people want. Neither Berg or Hirsch are saying just what they would do with the feedback once they receive it, but they say they'll have something for Eau Claire in a few months. UW campuses will get to keep more tuition dollars from Minnesota students going forward. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers yesterday signed a new law that tweaks the reciprocity agreement between Wisconsin and Minnesota. The deal allows Minnesota kids to pay Minnesota tuition prices but go to a UW school. Any extra money from those Minnesota students used to go to the state. Now that money will stay with the UW campus where those Minnesota students are. UW River Falls Chancellor says that could be worth about $4 million to her campus alone. Investigators are looking into a single vehicle crash that killed a Winona man early Tuesday. The Winona County Sheriff's Department says the vehicle was heading north on Highway 25 when it crossed the center line and crashed into an embankment. The vehicle flipped, partially ejecting the driver. 75-year-old Donald Wilson died before he could be taken to the hospital. Investigators say he was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
The Mosin East School Board has selected Greg Doverspike to become the next superintendent of the district. That according to a news release issued Monday. The Wausau Pilot in Review reported on Monday that the Mosin East School Board held a special meeting on February 26th and approved a superintendent contract for Doverspike. He will replace David Munoz, who resigned at the end of the 2023 school year. Doverspike is the current superintendent for the Durand, Arkansas School District, and he will officially begin his duties with Mosinee July 1st. Voters in the Boyceville School District will be asked to allow the district to spend $18 million for efficiency and maintenance upgrades for all three Boyceville schools this April. Last year, CESA 10 performed an audit on the district properties to establish a set list of needed repairs and cost estimates. If voters do approve the referendum in April, it won't have an impact on tax rates in the Boyceville School District. And if approved, the work would start on the schools in the summer of 2025 and be completed in 2028. Voters in one northwestern Wisconsin community will see a family tax hike question on the ballot next month. St. Croix County is once again asking for nearly $900,000 to hire 8 new public safety positions. Not all of them will be sheriff's deputies. The county is also looking to hire people in the Health and Human Services Department, the District Attorney's Office, and at the Clerk's Office. Voters rejected a similar question last year. St. Croix County leaders hope to have better luck this time around. The House of Representatives passed 6 spending packages yesterday that do include $26 million in funding for projects here in western Wisconsin. Some of the projects include $10 million to reconstruct Highway T in Eau Claire County, $1.4 million for River Falls to renovate the River Falls Fire Department, and $100,000 for Chippewa County to improve emergency communications. In a press release, Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden expressed frustration, however, that the Dairy Business Innovations had its funding cut. The spending packages will now move on to the Senate for approval. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison to talk about union jobs yesterday. The vice president spoke to a crowd at Madison's soon-to-be-built Metro Transit Satellite Hub. She talked up the opportunities for union apprenticeships and said unions help make the middle class stronger. This was the 6th time that the vice president or someone from the Biden White House has come to Wisconsin since the beginning of the year. You're listening to WRDN News.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You
gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Wisconsin-built passenger trains are finally in service on another continent. As reported by Urban Milwaukee, two train sets built by the Spanish firm Telgo in Milwaukee more than a decade ago recently began carrying passengers in Lagos, Nigeria. The African nation purchased the trains in 2022 for use on a new commuter rail line. With an urban population of more than 21 million, it's estimated the trains will carry 750,000 passengers daily on the 23-mile route. The trains were originally constructed for use on an Amtrak service extension from Milwaukee to Madison. Former Governor Scott Walker killed that project upon taking office in 2010. The resulting settlement with Telgo ended up costing state taxpayers $59 million. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Bell reflects on new short track package. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcast, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcer. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets. Christopher Bell was one of six NASCAR Cup Series drivers who took part in December testing at Phoenix Raceway. The Joe Gibbs Racing pilot admitted he might prefer the older short track aero package to the new one.
We showed up on the 2023 package. I mean, we had a great Phoenix. We didn't finish the race, but I thought our car was super fast, so we had an opportunity to work on the setup, and we nailed it for the test. We showed up, and we were super fast. Now, with that being said, we started changing rules packages, and we definitely lost our edge. I don't think that running the 2023 rules package at Phoenix has anything to do with what we're going to go back there with, but yeah, we were fast as hell when we showed up, that's for sure.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business,
You really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 888-74-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335.
Wisconsin senior forward Tyler Wall playing his final home game of his career tonight when the Badgers host Rutgers at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. The Badgers have dropped 7 of their last 9, but Wall feels there are better days ahead.
I feel like we've been honestly playing better basketball as of late, even though we've dropped a couple. We've been playing better. We've been passing the ball. We guys have been able to figure it out, figure out what we need to get better at coming into practice and getting better. So I think just continue to keep coming in here, getting better, and it's going
to
pay off.
Badgers will be trying to even their season series against the Scarlet Knights with a victory. Tip time set for 6 p.m. on FS1. The Badger women take on Penn State. Round 2 of the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis. The winner advancing to Friday's quarterfinals. Horizon League men's and women's quarterfinals on tap tonight. On the women's side, Green Bay hosting Youngstown State. Milwaukee's at Wright State. On the men's side, Milwaukee in Green Bay to take on the rival Phoenix. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The WIAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is set for this weekend at the Resch Center in Green Bay. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The 2024 WIAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is set for this weekend in Green Bay, as the Resch Center will once again play host to all the action. That action gets underway on Thursday in Division III, where top-seeded Edgewood will take on 4-seeded Baldwin-Woodville. Kettle Moraine Lutheran faces Xavier in the other semifinal. Defending champion Laconia is the top seed in Division IV, which also includes the Prairie School, Cuba City, and last year's Division V state champion McDonald Central, who moves up this season. Friday starts with a bang as Six Rivers East Conference rivals Argyle Pecatonica and Albany Monticello will meet up, with Argyle Peck winning the first two matchups between the teams this year. Lena faces Clear Lake in the other D5 game. Pewaukee is the top seed in D2 and will face West Salem, while three-time defending state champion Notre Dame meets up with Wauwatosa East on the other side of the bracket. If the seeding holds, we'll get a Pewaukee-Notre Dame title game in D2 for a third consecutive season. We'll have a new champion in Division 1, where two-time defending winner Kettle Moraine failed to qualify this season. Arrowhead is the top seed and will face off against Franklin, while Hartford meets up with Nina on the other Division 1 semifinal. State title games in all five divisions will be held on Saturday. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I was being outfished by my son the other day, and I asked him, "What are you doing different? I need to know so I can catch some fish." He said, "I'm bringing them up. These crappies were biting, but you had to use a certain technique on them. I'll tell you what it was, but first..."
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
My son was out fishing me about 8-1, and I was getting a little disappointed. I said, "You got to tell me what you're doing, because I need to catch some fish too." He said, "I'm bringing them up. These crappies have moved in, and they're pretty tight to the bottom. so I'm looking for aggressive fish, is what he said. He said, I'm trying to get them to come up off the bottom a little ways. Then I know that that's a fish that's going to bite. I'm not going to pull them too far up because I don't want them to turn around and swim away. But if I can get them up just a couple more feet, then I can just do the old patented death quiver on my lure and on my bait, and I can get those fish to commit to bite. I drop my lure down very close to the bottom. These crappies would swim up to it. And then I would raise the lure slowly, twitching it as I raised it. And you'd see one or two fish break loose from the pack, and they would follow that lure up. After you'd get a certain distance away, it was usually just a couple of feet, you'd stop and then just quiver the lure, and then one of those fish would bite. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's build durable, it's going to perform, it's going to move with you, it's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with lows in the low 30s. Clouds stick around for tomorrow, highs in the mid 40s. Warmer for the weekend, sunny in mid 40s on Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Even warmer to start next week, highs in the mid 60s and partly to mostly sunny. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 54 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel final bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. You know the old saying about what goes down has got to come back up, and that's exactly what we saw in this market trade today. There were a few lingering negativities in a few complexes, like the lean hogs for the month of April, and then you look at the wheat numbers, and really the numbers out of Kansas City ended up finishing all the way to the negative, but everybody else saw some decent numbers. Were a lot of influence in markets, including macro fundamentals. What happened this week with this crazy wheat dump that continue to trade? And we've got a WASD coming out tomorrow, and we'll look at the EU markets and more. As Mike Zuzulo joins us, Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. So let's kind of start out talking about these macro fundamentals. You and I kind of on the midday, we're talking a little bit about, you know, kind of a nice to see a surprise turnaround within these grain trades. What's been your takeaway?
Well, my takeaway first, I think, kind of is with what you were kind of talking about just now, Susan, is it really does need to be more than one day long. And in one way, it's nerve-wracking to know that the USDA WASDE report is tomorrow and it could upset the apple cart. But as hard as we've fallen here, led by the European wheat and the French futures, I'm actually kind of glad that we're going to have a USDA update tomorrow to really test the resolve of whether this market can put together a rally for more than just 24 hours, because that's been the Humpty Dumpty scenario, as I would call it, that we face really ever since the Thanksgiving to Christmas holiday. We've had these very short rallies, but they've been sold aggressively and new lows have ensued. And the thing that I've always worked from since the harvest in the United States has been the idea that the funds and the investors, the funds, as you call them, the investors, have not really wanted to come in and buy the commodities because of the Federal Reserve and because of China. This week, in the last 2 days, in fact, we've seen the Federal Reserve say twice that they're nearing a point of wanting to cut interest rates, once to the House, once to the Senate today. And then China came out with their big National Party Congress, National People's Congress, and commented on a 5% growth this coming year, this 2024 year. They were light on details, but then they released their January and February export-import data, and those numbers were truly astounding. I mean, and most traders at this point are believing them. The exports, for instance, for those 2 months, up over 7%. And that gave us a five-week high today in the copper. And we call that, you know, Dr. Copper, because it really is kind of the PhD level of what's going on in China typically when it comes to the market. So I'm wondering if we're not finally putting to bed once and for all the Federal Reserve negativity, the Chinese negativity that has blossomed and bloomed into this negative demand and negative mindset that China is going to deflate the world economy and commodities are going to be hit the hardest.
So this wheat dump, and I know that there's a bigger picture too than the fact that Russia has been selling wheat very cheap. Kind of, first of all, what has been your takeaway as we saw those offerings come to the marketplace way below what the United States was offering for the same quality wheat?
Yeah, and this is the point that I'm glad you made, because Russia really has been an issue, and it continues to be an issue. And I thought 3 months ago that Russia would start to be kind of tapering off on their available supplies or exportable supplies of wheat, and they have not. And so there's no way of getting around that in the analysis. In fact, just this past week or so, they went from essentially a floor price that the market had assumed was going to be about $220 a ton. Now they're selling below $200 a ton, and Romania is running in there trying to sell just as cheap. And that's the problem that we can't get around, but that's also why I think the Baltic prices need to bottom, and then the European prices, and then the U.S. prices. And so to answer your question directly, what I think is really going on here, other than Putin and Russia flooding the market to generate income because of these increased sanctions we saw 2 weeks ago in energy and other materials, but not food and not fertilizer so far from what it looks like. They've flooded the market with more wheat, and the Russian ruble has continued to weaken against the dollar. Now, that to me is kind of where all roads come to an end and to a point. We had a stronger Brazilian currency, a stronger Russian currency, and a stronger Chinese currency after today and after all this news came out. And I think that's really, at the end of the day, where the funds and the fundamentals meet.
So, not meaning to be the conspiracy theorist, or maybe so, depending on how you look at this, we were having some discussions yesterday evening with a couple commodity folks, and it was like, okay, they're selling wheat very inexpensively to some of these other countries, and it's almost the feel of, okay, we gave you wheat, you needed food, we gave it to you cheap, now help us out.
And I think there's a degree of long-term issues that we're going to have to face as American farmers. And I think the American farmers are getting it. And I think the funds and the investors are getting it, that these BRICS countries are trying to wall themselves off from the U.S. dollar and from the United States and Europe and Japan being the major players in the world economy and the world banking system. That's going to continue. There's no way around that. But Susan, this past weekend, when I looked at the USDA's agricultural update for trade, they actually increased the U.S. export volume of corn, wheat, rice, sorghum to the point of about 1.6 million metric tons. And so this, what I would call an illusion that our demand is bad in world commodities and that it's awful in U.S. commodities, I just don't see it when the USDA themselves are increasing demand. So that's a big element to tomorrow's report and why I think between South American supplies and what USDA says on the WASD demand side of the equation, I'm hoping that we can really put some blocks together and put some dominoes together, and we don't just kick Humpty Dumpty off the wall again and pound him with a hammer.
That's a good analogy of that. Well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this WASD report that's due out tomorrow. There seems to be a lot of discussion, shall we say, as to what these numbers could have and how much of an influence it'll have on the markets after those numbers are released. We'll also take a look a little bit more at this European market and then on the livestock side to see the numbers, except for the lean hogs in April, all turn green on the day and see some last-minute cash push. Interesting things to take a look at. More is coming up. It's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As Mike Zuzulo continues to join us, Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. And, you know, you made reference to it a few times in the front half, and that's this WASDE report of tomorrow. And I don't know, maybe it's just my perception, but it seems like there's a lot of weight that's being put on this report and those numbers of what they could say come tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think that goes back in part, Susan, to the narrative that we laid out about the negative demand mindset, and also goes back in part to the fact that USDA hasn't kept up with Brazil's official agency for estimates, CONAB. And if my recollection is correct, I think USDA actually trained the Brazilians when they set up CONAB. So it's a bit of a surprise they haven't continued to follow them more closely like they typically do or can do. And as we know, we get into the February, March, and April reports. They become extremely important from a standpoint of big crops getting bigger or small crops getting smaller. And I think that's especially noteworthy this year again, given the fact that one of the pieces of bad news that the trade completely ignored today in the soybean complex was the fact that China's soybean imports for January and February were 13 million metric tons, and that was a five-year low equivalent as far as what they brought in those 2 months. But this goes back to the ideas, well, is there still too much weather that has not been priced into the South American crop? Because as I've told my clients a lot lately, it's really important at this stage of the game, with over half now harvested of Brazil's soybean crop and the high likelihood that we're going to at least have an above-average crop in Argentina, let's watch that Brazilian Paranagua soybean price, because at the end of the day, that's what really matters in terms of, is the crop low enough in terms of yield? The price is certainly low enough that farmers just say, I'm not selling anymore. I'm going to start putting some away in whatever variety I can, whether it's bags or whatever. And indeed, we have started to see that Paranagua market come up about $400 a ton back in the beginning, middle part of February. Now it's getting back towards a 415, 420 a ton. That compares to us at about 445, 450. And I think that's really a valuable tool to use as we see USDA's numbers, because you can argue what the Brazilian crop is, but I think the price is going to tell us really what the price is. And this goes right back to that demand mindset and that Brazilian currency. That to me is going to be the number one factor as far as how much more market share we lose to Brazil in the next 6 months when it comes to China.
So could we possibly see a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction, per se, when those numbers get released tomorrow?
It's going to be more difficult to get a knee-jerk bullish reaction unless we come in underneath the lowest trade guess on world-ending stocks. And the range that I'm looking at from Reuters Refinitiv is about 111 million metric tons. That compares to a 116 number USDA gave us in February. And I say it's going to be harder because we're back to that 1150, 1160 plus area in March and May bean futures, Susan. And I think those are getting pretty lofty again. I mean, can we really justify a $12 soybean futures price given the stocks levels that we're going into this report having in terms of an oversupply? And China, again, reiterated in their update from their Congress this week, we're going to go hard on genetically modified beans in our domestic acreage base, and we're going to cull more of our sow breeding herd because we are oversupplied. And so they're about 41 million head right now, it sounds like, in terms of sows. They want to go down to a top-end number of 39 million. So liquidation pressure is still out there, and that means less meal consumption.
All right, what about this cattle market? I mean, 1240 hit, and things kind of got a little crazy in a good way.
Yeah, I'm guessing we have had some cash trade, and you had told me before we came on air that we maybe did in the north. I think the cattle, as we talked about midday, maybe range-bound. They went up to the top of their range. A 189 area to 182, 183 area seems to be where we've settled in to kind of a sideways trading range for the last 3 weeks. And I think the fat cattle are waiting on the feeder cattle and they're waiting on the hogs. I would note that April fat cattle still have a gap from late October of last year up above the 190 level. So that's a really crucial area for me, that if we could get April up that high, I'd jump on the hedging train pretty hard again.
What about for these hogs? I mean, they too, except for the April contract, got to see some good positive action.
Yes, and I think that goes back to the overall narrative that China's coming out of the hole, and that's something that we're going to really have to watch. I talked to a hog client today, and he said, when would you probably start to look at hedging June hogs now that we're back above 100? And you know, I said, you know, the last time we got to this point, we really kind of petered out pretty dramatically as we got closer to 101.50, 102 area, and I think that's probably the area that I would call overvalue or being oversupplied and probably hurt our demand base. Now, having said that, I clearly between the Chinese data and the export sales being over 36,000 metric tons, China, our number one buyer, as long as we keep seeing that, that kind of opens the lid up a little bit more.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
GlobalComResearch.com, GlobalCom with two M's, research.com.
And that's today's Channel Final Bell on the World Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Last week saw several updates on the state of the global economy. And from the perspective of agriculture, two countries' results are very relevant. The United States, which saw GDP growth come in at 2.5% for last year, and Brazil, which grew slightly faster at 2.9%. We'll dig into the numbers after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done, because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Gross domestic product. It's one of the key measures studied by economists to determine the health of an economy. Put simply, GDP is the total value of all goods and services produced in a country over a specific period of time. A growing GDP indicates an economy with more money to spend on more things, or one that's growing, while a shrinking GDP indicates the opposite. Last week, GDP figures were released for both the United States and Brazil, two of the biggest heavyweights in the world of agricultural production. On the big picture, Brazil closed out 2023 with GDP growth of 2.9%, surpassing early predictions, which had hovered around 0.8%. Meanwhile, the United States saw its economy grow by 2.5% last year, building on 2022's 1.9% rate of growth. Both countries have demonstrated resilience, but the details highlight some important differences. In Brazil, agriculture has been a significant driver of growth, particularly with booming exports of commodities like soybeans and, more recently, corn. The sector's performance, along with a strong welfare program and a job market that has proved more robust than expected, has provided a substantial boost to GDP. However, the same drop in commodity prices experienced by American farmers is also impacting those in Brazil, and economists are now anticipating a slowdown in 2024 due to a potential drop in ag output and higher borrowing costs. The situation looks a little brighter in the United States. The Bureau of Economic Analysis found U.S. GDP in the fourth quarter of 2024 to be robust, driven largely by consumer spending and investments in home building. The labor market remains tight, with higher wages offering support to consumer spending. Both general consumers and the ag industry continue to be concerned about a return of inflationary prices or any widening of the existing geopolitical flashpoints around the world. I'll have more on the outlook after this.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Looking to the future, both the United States and Brazil face different challenges for the year ahead, as highlighted by their recent GDP reports. But farmers in both countries will be confronting higher borrowing costs and lower commodity prices, and that will lead to inevitable changes on the ground. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with lows in the low 30s. Clouds stick around for tomorrow, highs in the mid 40s. Warmer for the weekend, sunny in mid 40s on Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Even warmer to start next week, highs in the mid 60s and partly to mostly sunny. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 53.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. She knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's a white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats. kicks its spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive the man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. Ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the bronc and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.
Under my feet, it's got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a churn as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. The locals go and no one knows where to find it, and the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind. You could find me where the
music needs the ocean. If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You can jump right in or lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again and not a lullaby. Southern wind sings again and not a lullaby. Not a lullaby.
The home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah, they're ringing. Junior league parties and having dinner at the country club. Everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery. But he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. He's standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing.
Well, I ain't Burton Reynolds and I ain't Tom Selleck. I got bills up the pike and my car's a no relic. I get Chevrolet paid, but I got a big smile. My little baby loves me Cadillac style. Well, I don't have a condo in Panama City. You could say I'm a member of the poor boy committee. But I kind of feel rich when I've been with her a while. 'Cause my little baby loves me
crashing. So be believe.